You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Thursday, July 29th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. Now that Aaron Rodgers is back with the Packers, it was only a matter of time before he met with the media. That happened yesterday, and Rodgers did not hold back.
Started with a conversation in February, and I just expressed, you know, my desire to be more involved in conversations directly affecting my job. Also, I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room. And then it kind of progressed from there into a commitment for the 2021 season and beyond. That really wasn't given at any time. So for me, I had to assess the situation, not necessarily wanting to be a lame duck quarterback, especially after an MVP season, which I think you can understand. And then the other part in February was wanting to be a part of conversations involving free agents, which has never happened in my career.
Full disclosure, that answer was cut down from a much larger chunk. What you didn't hear was Rodgers had a very long and specific list of players that he felt the team should have kept, including Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, and others. In terms of being a recruiter, Rodgers also said, quote, Green Bay isn't a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me. Also among his grievances was the fact that he didn't want to be a, quote, lame duck quarterback, as he put it, and he didn't want the Packers to have the ability to get out of his contract year to year like they have now. He also said he did consider retirement during the offseason. And one last thing, despite what Adam Schefter reported, Rodgers himself said it isn't his understanding that he can pick his team in 2022, which is probably because he can't since his contract runs through the 2022 season. It was a wild scene in Green Bay. Moving beyond Aaron Rodgers, more quarterback news. Lamar Jackson of the Ravens has tested positive for COVID-19, sidelining him for the team's first practice of training camp. This is the second time that the former MVP has tested positive for the coronavirus in the past 8 months. Coach John Harbaugh also announced that running back Gus Edwards also tested positive for COVID, although Harbaugh declined to say how long they'll be out. Unvaccinated players are required to be isolated for 10 days. The Ravens play their first preseason game in 17 days. More vaccination news. Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill said he would not have gotten vaccinated if it weren't for the NFL's protocols this season. And Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley tried to clarify his stance on the vaccine after his controversial Twitter statements from a little while ago. He said in part that he isn't pro-vax or anti-vax, he's pro-choice. Unfortunately, he also said a lot of factually incorrect things about the COVID vaccine, so I'm not going to play those for you. Beyond vaccine news, 49ers fans like me, you can officially exhale now because quarterback Trey Lance has signed his rookie contract. Like all first-round rookies, it's a four-year deal with a fifth-year option. He gets $34.1 million fully guaranteed and a $22.1 million signing bonus. There is only one first-round rookie quarterback not under contract yet, and that's Jets signal caller Zach Wilson. Ralph Vacchiano of SNY reports that the Jets are, quote, not likely to budge in the standoff with Wilson, who was the second overall pick in the draft. Vacchiano says the issue is offset language, and as Pro Football Talk reported on Tuesday, payment of the signing bonus has become a major problem, too. The Jets apparently want to defer millions into 2022, even though that is not what they have done recently, albeit under former GM Mike Maccagnan. Meanwhile, without Wilson, the Jets quarterbacks are James Morgan and Mike White. So, yeah, enjoy that, gangrene. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott left practice early with a sore right throwing arm. Quote, I felt some soreness when making certain throws today, and I really just decided not to push things too far, Prescott said in a statement released by the team. Better to be cautious and smart about it. I don't see this as any kind of serious setback. We'll treat it on a daily basis, and I'll be fine. Can't say I remember a lot of statements being released about a sore arm in training camp before, but okay. In New Orleans, we learned earlier this week that Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas could miss the first half of the season while he recovers from ankle surgery that he had last month. Head coach Sean Payton is not happy about that and didn't pull any punches when talking with the media. Quote, it appears we're going to have to spend some time without him. We would have liked that to have happened earlier. Quite honestly, it should have. The Saints general manager's Mickey Loomis, he also said that the team wishes Thomas's surgery had been done earlier. So things in New Orleans look to be off to a great start this year. Good thing they have Drew Brees to... Oh, wait. Never mind.
So I'm right on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, July 29th. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and a review as well. It takes no time for you. It makes a big difference for us. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The Current podcast is back with an exciting new season featuring marketing executives from the world's most influential brands. Tune in to hear what's driving conversation in the fast-moving world of digital advertising with unique insights from brands as diverse as Hilton, Instacart, Moderna, Major League Soccer, and more. And in this presidential election season, The Current explores what a national political advertiser like the National Republican Senatorial Committee and a major CPG brand like Hershey can learn from each other. Listen in and subscribe to The Current at thecurrent.com or wherever you get your podcasts.